from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The White House went on the defensive Monday, distancing President Trump from charges filed against two former campaign aides by special counsel Robert Mueller in connection with a probe into Russia's attempt to influence last year's presidential election. VOA's national correspondent Jim Malone reports.
President Trump responded to the news with a tweet proclaiming no collusion. Later, Manafort's lawyer, Kevin Downing, spoke to reporters outside the court.
There is no evidence that Mr. Manafort or the Trump campaign colluded with the Russian government.
Manafort served as Trump campaign chairman during last year's Republican convention. Manafort was fired from the campaign in August of last year. Monday's indictments are the first major steps toward criminal action taken by Mueller since he was appointed as special counsel in May to probe allegations of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump says American special forces have captured a militant allegedly involved in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Trump said he authorized the operation that led to the capture of Mustafa al-Imam in Misrata on the northern coast of Libya. Israel blew up a tunnel being dug under its border with Hamas-ruled Gaza on Monday, killing 7 Palestinian militants and wounding 9. An Israeli military spokesman said the tunnel was discovered thanks to what he called groundbreaking technology. He called the tunnel a grave and unacceptable violation of Israeli sovereignty. He believes there are other tunnels under construction. This is VOA News. Kenya's electoral body says incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta won Thursday's election with 98% of the vote. Correspondent Mohammed Yusuf reports from an opposition stronghold, Kisumu, in western Kenya.
The electorate in President Uhuru Kenyatta's home region and Deputy President William Ruto's Rift Valley region came out in large numbers to vote for the ruling Jubilee Party. The Electoral Commission cancelled the vote in 4 counties, Kisumu, Homa Bay, Siaya and Migori, for security reasons. Some political observers have questioned the legitimacy of the latest election after 12 million of the electorate did not vote. In September, the Supreme Court nullified Kenyatta's victory in the August poll, ruling that the electoral agency did not follow the constitution and law. Kenyatta said he was expecting someone to challenge his victory in the courts again. Opposition supporters have been protesting some parts of the country, demanding electoral reforms. Some of the demonstrations have turned deadly. Opposition supporters are waiting for Odinga's response on Tuesday. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Kisumu, Kenya.
The United States says it will give up to $60 million to support counterterrorism efforts by nations in Africa's Sahel region. The funding was announced Monday by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to support the Group of Five Sahel Joint Task Force. That's a military unit set up by Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, and Niger earlier this year. But at a UN Security Council meeting about the Joint Task Force on Monday, the U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley made clear that the funding would be subject to congressional approval and would not be given through the United Nations. The United States is commending Masoud Barzani's decision to step down from his position as president of the Iraqi Kurdistan region. On Monday, the State Department said President Barzani is a historic figure and courageous leader of his people, most recently in our common fight to destroy ISIS. And a U.S. court has blocked President Trump's ban on transgender people serving in the military. The judge did, however, agree that the military could keep its ban on funding for sex reassignment surgery. The case had been brought by a group of transgender service members who asked the court to block the ban while it considers whether it violates their constitutional rights. In August, the Trump administration sent a memo to the Department of Defense directing it to put the ban in place. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.